This is the Dial of Healing Words. Mentally claiming wholeness. This is a situation that has confronted all of us all of our lives. Mentally claiming wholeness. We live in a world that is diverse, a world that is rather relative, and a world that causes us to make judgments and make illusions and think that things are real that are not real. We think many things are real that are not real. We think that a cold is forever, but it's only a short time, and it doesn't even have to be the short time. When we mentally claim our wholeness, we are mentally putting a cause in motion which will bring about a result that we want. Here at the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campbell, California, we deal with this situation every day. People contact us, call us, come see us, ask questions about their wholeness, about mentally claiming their wholeness. And we tell them there's only one thing that you can do, and that is you must have the imagination of a child. You must have the imagination of a genius, of a wizard. You must have the imagination of a writer, a creative being, and look at the outer world around you and don't look at it. Look at it, but don't look at it. Look at the wind and say, what a lovely wind, instead of looking at the wind and saying, what a terrible wind. You look at an illness and you say, what a terrible illness. And rather, look at the being experiencing a problem and saying, you're whole and perfect. You look glorious. You look wonderful. And the person feels better when you do that. You look wonderful. You look fantastic. You look glorious. And you see, when we can claim for ourselves that which we have learned to claim for others, then wonderful things happen. We go to hospitals and we visit lots of people, and those people are experiencing their problems. And if we were to join with them in experiencing their problems, they would not enjoy our visit at all. So we go in there and we give them a positive attitude. We give them mentally claiming wholeness as their thought for today. We give them this beautiful thought and they say, yes, 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 yes. And when we leave, they say, boy, I feel good. I wish that person would come and visit me more often. Well, now, that's the point. We should come and visit ourselves more often. We should visit who we are and put that cause in motion, claiming our mental wholeness at all times. And when we claim our mental wholeness at all times, that is all that we will know and experience. We teach this to ourselves. We say, I know that I know that I know. We say, I understand this. We say, okay, I'll go over it. I'll review it. I'll review it a few more times until I understand it. I will think these thoughts and I will understand them. I will think these ideas and I will understand them. I will have these ideas be my consciousness. I will mentally claim wholeness, mentally claim wholeness, mentally claim wholeness. And before you know it, physically, I will experience wholeness. Because that wholeness was there all along. It's just that I had to mentally claim it to bring it out and to bring it as an effect in my life. Now, do I want an effect in my life? Do I want wholeness as an effect in my life? Or do I want to have sickness and have people feel sorry for me? Who wants sickness and people feel sorry for them? Lots of people. Lots of people. Because that's sometimes the only attention they get. Well, now, you start giving yourself attention like I do, mentally claiming wholeness at all times. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. Oh, you're so silly. Yes, but I'm whole and perfect. Yes, I speak my word. I claim my word, and I experience my word. Now, you say, well, yeah, but you're different. Yes, that's right. I practice what I talk about. I practice what I talk about. Now, what about you? You want to practice what I talk about? You want to practice what you think might be a good idea? Why are you listening to me in the first place? Because you think this perhaps is a good idea. And it is a good idea. It's a very, very, very good idea. Now, put this in motion for yourself now. Every moment of the day, mentally claim wholeness. Every moment of the day, mentally see yourself whole and perfect. Every moment of the day, see everyone in your world whole and perfect, because they are a reflection of who you are. And of course, if you see yourself whole and perfect, seeing others whole and perfect will be so easy. It'll just be a snap. So practice this today. Practice this in everything that you do, and watch the miracles take place in your life as they do in mine and in everyone who practices this. You know, it works, but it's waiting for you to make it work. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry here in Campo, California. If you'd like to speak to a practitioner about your desires for yourself, about putting this mentally claiming wholeness into motion for yourself and having a few more thoughts on it, just call 1-619-478-5111. 1-619-478-5111. And a practitioner will answer the phone and they will say to you, "How may I help you?" Now, it's our corporate offices, so you tell them, "I'm calling because I want to mentally claim my wholeness." And they'll say, "Well, you've made a great step in calling us and doing that. Now, think it every moment of the day, know it every moment of the day, and enjoy it every moment of the day. And it is yours now." Know that, and know that with all your heart, just like I know with all my heart, that I love you. I love you. I love you.